Patterson with the Country Club in Branson, Missouri, reporting for radio station Q104. I'm at the Country Tonight Theater visiting with R.P. Harrell, musical director and piano player. Country Tonight was voted Branson's number one show of the year for 1995 and best live country show in America 1993, 94, and 95 by CMAA. Voted number one fiddler of the year in Branson, which was Wayne Massengale, and voted number one dance group in Branson. I'm sitting with, as I say, Mr. R.P. Harrell. Fantastic credentials you guys have.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dave.
One question I have for you is, how do you cast this show?
Well, we do, we hold auditions on a pretty regular basis. We have a sister show in Las Vegas, and between that show and this show, and a cast of over 30 in each show, you'd be surprised, not a great deal of turnover, but we're constantly looking for new talent, so we do auditions on a regular basis. People send in tapes and resumes and pictures by the hundreds, and I kind of cull through them, and when we get down to the point of looking for something, then we call them in for auditions.
Oh, that's great. This is your sister's show in Las Vegas. Do the performers move back and forth between the shows?
Sometimes. There's a few of us that will trade out during our off-season here in Branson. We'll go out there and relieve someone, but pretty much both shows stay pat with the personnel they have.
That they start with. Okay, you have your lead guitar player, I believe, was from Calgary,
yes, he
Alberta.
Is. He's from Alberta. Sure is. Todd Woolsey.
Fantastic. Is that a common thing to have a Canadian? Has that happened before?
Or? It has with me. I've worked with several Canadians in the past. We had the Moffats here for 2 years, which are pretty famous Canadians now, and those little fellows did us a great job and are doing quite well with their careers, and it's quite common. Got some great Canadian friends.
That's good. Why does this show appear to all ages?
I think because, first off, if you look at the spectrum of material we present, we start with the young kids, and then we have a young kid doing an old song, you know, or a older person like myself doing a young song. We just try to cover 3 to 93 and everything in between, and I think the energy of the show makes older folks feel young, and the young folks feel like they ought to feel. So we just try to present something that they all can relate to.
R.P. Harrell, how long has he been in the music business?
R.P.'s been in the music business for 32 years.
Amazing. Just amazing.
Since I was a wee lad.
Well, we just watched a very fantastic show. As I had said with the other interviews, high energy, lots of talent. Impressive part here, though, is the age of some of the entertainers.
Pretty much. It's pretty awesome. With those kids, our kids started 11, 13, and 13, and 13 and 14, I mean. And one of those kids started when she was 9 with us. That's Donnell, and she's probably... somebody asked us once, one of the people leaving the lobby says, that little girl's not a little girl at all. She's a midget, right? And I said, no, she's not a small person. She's just an 11-year-old girl with an amazing amount of talent. And they're all great. We have some wonderful kids, Jimmy Chandler and Kimberly Caldwell, and they're just super talents, and we're very fortunate to have them with us.
Well, I'm very fortunate to be able to sit here and have R.P. Harrell to spend some time so the folks back in Sault Ste. Marie get a little bit of a different picture. If they've never been to Branson, we're doing our best to let them know what's down here, and I'll tell you, it's fantastic. I'd recommend it to anybody.
Well, thanks, Dave.
On behalf of the Country Club and Q104 and myself, Dave Patterson, R.P., I appreciate your time. Appreciate you taking them to visit with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and tell all our Canadian friends to come down to Branson and go country tonight with us.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.